الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we are now commencing with the new surah, which is called Surah Al-Ma'idah, and this surah is Madaniyah, revealed in Madinah Munawwara, except for a few verses that are revealed in Makkah Mukarrama. And this was after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made Hijrah to Madinah. These verses were revealed, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Makkah Mukarrama for Hajjatul Wada', and verses were revealed there in Makkah. So those verses that were revealed in Makkah were not revealed prior to his Hijrah, rather they were revealed after Hijrah. And what do we see in this surah? We see the Shara'i of Deen, the teachings of Deen, the Ahkam of Islam, etc. All those ayat that were revealed in Makkah Mukarrama prior to Hijrah were mainly focused and concentrated on bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the correct yaqeen, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, or wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about iman, bringing iman, it meant bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means accepting his tawheed, believing in his oneness, etc. And in Madinah Munawwara, when Allah asked the Sahaba to bring iman, it means now continue upon that iman, because Sahaba were already mu'mineen in Madinah. And then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the teaching, shara'i of deen, etc. What's permissible, what's impermissible. So at the start of the surah, the first thing Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that oh, you have brought iman, awfu bil uqood, that fulfill all agreements, all covenants, all pledges, all pacts that you make, fulfill that. In other words, whatever agreement you made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whatever agreement you have made amongst yourselves, then fulfill that, so long as it is something that is regarded as lawful. Fulfill that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. The first thing Allah says, that أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ, that animals, cattle is something that is made halal for you. Cattle is made halal for you. So do not make it unlawful. Allah knows the nature of these cattle and what they do to your body when you consume them, and the benefit of consuming such halal animals, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this musakhar, Allah subdued this for you, made it subservient to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the nature of these an'am when entered into the body, and the good results they bring, they produce in insan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore deemed it lawful for one to consume cattle. Then Allah says, إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ, except for what's going to be recited to you. So you're going to see in the next or coming verses that there are certain things that are impermissible for you to consume. And Allah is hakim in whatever Allah does, and as we're going to see at the end of the verse, Allah knows why He made this permissible and why He deemed some animals impermissible. Then Allah says, غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ, except in the time of ihram, person is now a muhrim, he's now doing umrah. So when he dons his ihram, then of course he cannot make sayd, that is hunting, lawful. He cannot hunt at that time animals. He cannot hunt down animals at that time. And of course the laws related to that are in the books of fiqh as to why he cannot do so, etc. But with regards to animals, so that's going to be discussed as well in the verses, in the coming verses. But as for an'am being permissible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared it permissible, so keep it permissible. In other words, ahillu halalaha, as mentioned, whatever is mentioned in the surah, whatever is said as halal, deem that as halal. Whatever is said as haram, then deem that as haram. Because this verse was, some say it was the last surah to be revealed. Some say it was, if not the last surah, it was one of the last surahs to be revealed. So in other words, nothing in these verses here are abrogated. So if Allah said, deem it as halal, then deem it as halal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. And then Allah says, indeed, Allah decides whatever He wills. You can see the word yahkum. In other words, when Allah's decision occurs, it's coming from somebody who is hakim, who is wise. So in other words, Allah knows as well why He deems certain animals as lawful and why He deems certain animals unlawful for you to consume at certain times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll continue inshallah.